Chris in New Jersey's got some trouble with some dried grout. What can we do for you?
Oh, Leslie Segretti.
Oh, Chris in New Jersey.
I love you. That's all I have to say first and foremost, but now I'll get to my point.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I recently got a job cleaning dorm-type houses, 3 and 4 bathrooms apiece, and large kitchens. Now, every wall and floor surface is covered with tile, which was done this past January. Now, I go in there, and they didn't clean it off properly, so it's thick smears of concrete-like, you know, substance. I let it soak. I tried everything, and she's expecting me to get it all off, and I'm at a loss. I have no idea what to do. I tried to, like I said, wet it down, and, you know, I don't want to scratch the surface of the tiles, and that's on walls and floor.
Chris, do you think this is extra grout? Is that what it is?
It is. It is extra grout. She said so herself. And it looks just like mud's been smeared all over these. They just initially wiped it, did not clean it off properly. Mm.
So it's not a clouding. It's actual chunks.
Oh, yeah. It's chunks. It's chunks and smears and thick at some point. Yes, on floor and walls.
Chris, this is not a cleaning job. This is a repair job. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
They've done a sloppy job of it to begin with, and if you can't get it off through normal elbow grease, and I'm sure you're trying scoury pads and all that kind of stuff, you know, the professional tile contractors will sometimes go at that with sulfuric acid cleaners, which are very, very corrosive and have to use very, very carefully. But if it's that sloppily done, I'm afraid that there's not going to be a whole lot that you're going to do to make this particular customer happy, because it's just not done right to begin with.
Well, she just had a friend do it. It wasn't even a professional, obviously.
I tell her she got what she paid for.
and now I'm stuck with doing these homes. And when you talk about 3 and 4 bathrooms, huge kitchens, you know, like dorm-style things, I'm at a loss. And I've been mopping and wiping, and she swears that it'll come off. But
you know what our advice is, Chris?
Yes.
Walk away. Tell her
you did your best.
You did your best. You got professional advice, and that, you know, she probably should have hired somebody that knew a little bit more about tile work. Because if you leave that grout on too long and it gets stuck to the top of the surface, man, it's almost impossible to get it off. You can try scraping it off or even buffing it off, but if it doesn't come off easily, it's just not going to happen.
But what the pros do use, Chris, is the sulfuric acid. You need to buy it at a lumber yard. It needs to be mixed exactly to...
Oh, yeah, let her friend try that then, because I'm out of that. But, Leslie, I love you. I just want to tell you.
Thanks, Chris. I love you, too.
And I watch all the home improvement shows and everything, and I think you're fantastic.
Thank you so much. Don't let one bad project ruin it.
Okay, bye-bye.
There was a big Leslie fan.
Yay!
All right.
That's my cousin.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.